Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Cliff Nation podcast. I'm your host, Zaire Davis, and I'm here with a very special guest.
Hi, my name is Brendan McCaughey. I'm a book enthusiast, and I read Angels and Demons by Dan Brown.
Nice. Now let's get right into the book. Can you give us a special passage or something like that from the book?
Yeah, sure thing. So on page 110 of Angels and Demons, faith is universal. Our specific methods for understanding it are arbitrary. Some of us pray to Jesus, some of us go to Mecca, some of us study subatomic particles. In the end, we are all just searching for truth, that which is greater than ourselves. So this, even though it's a little bit early on in the book, on page 110 out of over 500, this is kind of like foreshadowing, because the climax doesn't exactly happen before this, but it kind of just signifies what the main idea of the book is, that everyone's just looking for like truth, no matter your religion or anything like that. So that was kind of the main part of this novel.
All right. So can you give us a quick summary of the book that you read?
Yeah, sure thing. So Robert Langdon, the main character of the novel, helps Max Kohler investigate the death of a physiologist and the director of a company called CERN. Robert Langdon explains about the Illuminati after the death of the physicist, because the body of the physicist had the words Illuminati branded on him. And the dead physicist was also part of the Catholic Church, and they were trying to find a way to use antimatter as a power source. And the Catholic Church had always had a problem with the Illuminati, which was just a group of artists, scientists, and several other people. And towards the end of the book, the bad guy to the story works for the Illuminati and takes the antimatter, and he is later shot in the Vatican. But while this is happening, before the antimatter explodes, Langdon and a pilot jump out of the helicopter to save the day, more or less.
All right. So can you give us any, like, central ideas or main, like, themes of this novel?
Well, unfortunately, I read the books sort of out of order, but Angels and Demons came out before The Da Vinci Code, but in many of his books, he's always kind of like taken a crack at the Catholic Church. So most of his books are about exposing how corrupt the Catholic Church is. But the main idea of his chapters are always going back and saying like the Catholic Church is corrupt, and how they're always trying to steal something or trying to destroy science.
Okay. So can you give us an analysis of a chapter, or like an important chapter that you found?
Yeah, sure thing. So in this novel, there is 137 chapters. So it was kind of hard to find one specific chapter, because some chapters in this book are like over 10 pages long, and then some other are not even half a page. So some of them kind of flow into the next one. So I couldn't exactly say like, oh yeah, chapter 1 to 7 is where the main spot happens. But one chapter isn't more specific than another. Some of them are just fillers, but the main one just gives background. The main chapters give background of the storyline and kind of what's happening. So there's no real like super specific chapter, but the main analysis for this would just be that it's the storyline behind Angels and Demons.
Okay. So can you connect the theme to the other chapters of this novel?
Yeah, so like I had said, the main idea behind this was that the Catholic Church is corrupt, and in the story, the physicist who had died was part of the Catholic Church, And the man who was trying to get rid of this antimatter was also sort of a part of the church, but he wasn't, like, loyal to the church. So he was kind of a, he was hiding in plain sight, to say. So it was kind of like he just wanted to, he was exposing the Catholic Church, but in the same way he was part of it, so he was also showing how corrupt the Catholic Church could be.
So was he like a religious figure as well as a scientist, or was he just strictly a scientist doing this for research?
He was a scientist that was doing it for research, but he just hated religion, and he had figured that religion was kind of just trying to take over science. And then, and it was kind of the same way for both sides. Science was thinking religion was taking it over, and religion was thinking that science was taking it over.
Okay. So, can you connect this to any other media or outside source?
Yeah. So, the science behind it, I'm not too sure. Like, it's not part of our science yet, because antimatter, I don't know how soon it'll be until we start figuring out how to use antimatter.
Yeah.
But, besides trying to show how corrupt the Catholic Church is, Dan Brown always focuses on faith in his books. And the main idea would be faith. And in real life, many people have blind faith, especially in the Catholic Church. They, even though it may not be a physical object that they can see, they still believe in it. And that's kind of where this book goes along with in real life, because if you don't believe in some things, then you may never find it. But if you do believe in it, then you could find it.
Okay, so do you believe that science and religion can coexist together? Like, they can just work with each other, kind of, and exist in the same, like, realm?
To a certain extent, yes, and to a certain extent, no. And the Angels and Demons kind of exposes that and shows how, because the Catholic Church's side, they believe that they could use some science to show or, like, use for good. And in this book, that it's kind of seemed like the scientists were trying to destroy religion and show that religion isn't quite real.
Okay. Well, I like, thank you for having. Well, thank you for being on our show. It was a fun time. So this is Cliff Nation signing out.